Well, welcome back to the Prayer Podcast. I'm alongside my good friend, Pastor Christy Allen, today.
Hello.
Today we are going to explore another one of these creations called prayerisms.
Oh, yes. One of our favorite things to do here at the podcast.
These are highlights of our podcast where we get to explore these words in prayer, these phrases in prayer that we sometimes find lose their power.
Right. Things that we tend to say regularly in our prayers, yes. And maybe we're not really sure what they mean, but we know they're good things. They're good words to say. But yes, we use them so much, perhaps we forget what they mean or don't fully understand the power. And yes, we want to recapture that today. We want to do that.
And so today we have this very, very large, audacious prayerism, I think, that we're going to explore, that we all have in prayer encountered at some point. I have a good, if I'm a betting man, I'm sure we've all encountered it.
Well, yes. And I think mostly because where we have learned to do it,
yes,
Joe.
Yes. You know, this prayerism comes from praying for God's will, or right, God's will being done in our life, in the life of His creation, in the life of His movement, in the life of everything He's doing. And what we've found is that comes from someplace. And Christy, why don't you talk a little bit about where that comes from?
Right. So like all of us, and especially what we are doing here in the Prayer Podcast, we are questioning and trying to figure out how to pray. And so, of course, the disciples asked Jesus, teach us how to pray. We want to know how to do it right. Because us as humans, we like a good, solid checklist, a good example, a plan.
Yes.
So Jesus gives them this prayer. And of course, we've all heard the Lord's Prayer. And there's that phrase that says, "Your kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So I think this is what has started us on the road to asking or seeking God's will in our prayers, which again is a wonderful thing to do. But I'm not sure we really capture what all that could mean for us or what we're asking for necessarily. So this is a huge topic, as Joe said. We could talk about this. In fact, we have at length, trying to narrow down what we wanted to say today.
Yes.
So hopefully today we will just kind of kickstart the conversation and get you thinking about it. But anyway, we were talking about some of the possible confusions we could trap ourselves in doing this.
I think there's gobs of them.
Yeah.
I mean, literally gobs of them. And we really, we talked about this this idea that we just sometimes we pray for God's will in almost a flippant way, in a way that kind of takes us out of the process completely. That takes our gifts and our talents and the reality of our role in what humanity is all about, in what God's creation is all about, and just kind of gives it to Him.
Right, right. Like, yeah, if it be your will, God, fill in the blank.
Yes.
Which indicates to me, maybe it's too big for me. I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to do with that. So maybe I just toss it to God and hope that He'll handle it and do it. Like, sometimes in kind of a flippant way, but I think other times in a way of, I just don't really know what else to say right now. So we say that.
So it gets to our question. I think the major question here is, when we ask for God's will be done, do we really know what we're asking ultimately?
Right.
You know, do we, is this our default setting? Or do we really legitimately know what we're asking for?
Mm-hmm.
Do we know what we're looking for? How do we know that His will has been done?
Right.
You know, how do we know that what we're praying for is happening in our life,
mm-hmm,
in the life of others,
mm-hmm,
in the life of God's world? And so we want to talk about a little bit about what we think, you know, that where that ultimately comes from, where it can go, how powerful it could be if mm-hmm. we really, really knew what we were asking right. when we pray for God's will.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that comes back to the fact that God has given us free will.
Yes.
And yes. and I don't think we like to talk about that or think about that in connection with God's will
yes.
because I'm not sure we trust ourselves and the fact that our will could even match up with God's will.
Yes.
So that's why we ask him to do it.
Yes.
And when we think of the word will, it's an action word.
Yes.
It's, you know, I will go to the store. I will, you know, do these things. So it indicates action and volition on our part. And so really it comes back to thinking about who we, our relationship with God individually.
Yes.
I think it starts there with our free will and the fact that God did give us that gift of free will, that he wants us to participate and to partner with him with bringing his will, bringing his kingdom and to earth, you know, that things here would be as he wanted them to be originally. And so I think that takes some reflection. I think
yes.
it makes us think of, you know, restored relationship, healing, I mean, just being in God's presence.
Yes.
And what does that look like?
Yeah.
You know? And so I think slowing down and reflecting on that is helpful, at least to me, to stop to think about, well, if I'm thinking about God's will for me or my life or my family or whatever, what are God's plans? What is the purpose? What is he doing?
Yes.
And how does that impact me? And then what am I to do with that? Because he obviously invites us to, that's the whole point. He invites us to relationship and wholeness. And so thinking about what does that look like for me,
so
I think is helpful.
So recapturing the power, it seems like understanding that praying less for a big dream of what his will could look like,
mm-hmm.
and more so about getting in tune with and understanding what our participation could be
mm-hmm.
in wholeness, in redemption, in a further understanding what our gifts and talents and our participation could look like
mm-hmm.
in ultimately helping him reach the goal of his will on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes. Yes. And I think you're right, kind of back to where the confusions and the traps could be. I think sometimes we do think of it as this big dream.
Yes.
This big future possible that is too big for us.
Yes.
And so I think sometimes we're praying for a big, big future thing and not necessarily dialing it back to today.
Not a now thing.
You know? And that, I think, is one of the traps we fall
yeah.
into is, you know, well, someday it'll be great. So, you know, I'm praying for that, which is good. We should pray for that. Absolutely. That's a good thing to pray. Not saying that that's not, but dialing it back to the here and the now, which then I think sometimes we fall too close to that
yeah.
trap.
It's which, likely at all. It's usually all of it. Isn't
all
it?
Of that. Yeah. Here and there and everywhere in between.
That's right.
Yeah, because I think you were kind of likening this to being in an airport.
Yes.
And choosing which gate am I going through?
Yes.
And asking for clear direction.
Yes.
And I think sometimes when we ask God's will or seek God's will, it's very particularized
mm-hmm.
to one situation,
yeah.
a very specific thing.
Yes.
And which again is a good thing to ask God's
yes.
will for that. But then I think we kind of stop there. I think we ask the question. But again, do we know what we're asking for, or will we know when it happens?
Yes. I think sometimes it's also we limit ourselves and get so finite in we have a picture of what maybe we want the will to look like.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're ultimately praying for something that we to come into existence.
Yes.
You know, that something that a desired picture when ultimately if you look at the, you know, the airport terminal perspective again, go back to that, you know, it's the exploration of all the gates
mm-hmm.
that are available to us at the airport, you know, not just the one gate, but asking God to help us to adequately use our gifts and use our talents and use our time wisely to explore the gates of life, you know, and what could be good for us and what might not be
what
good,
might not be good
for us, yeah. You know, and certainly in participation in looking at scripture and in engaging in community and discussions with trusted individuals mm-hmm. that you trust. And it's all of those things. And it's not necessarily just a one-time prayer of I'm praying for X, you know, you know, bring X into existence for me, God. Mm-hmm. You know, that mm-hmm. that's a very confusing and sometimes almost a crippling
sure
prayer situation for a lot of us.
Right. Because, yeah. And I think part of the uncomfortableness of that, which we all feel this tension of self-reflection. You were talking about, do we, your gifts and your talents and who you are as a person, do we know ourselves well enough, or do we take the time to even recognize who God has created us to be? And I think, what has he already been doing? You know, God's movement within us, the fact that we have his spirit within us. And sometimes I'm not sure we trust that or recognize that or fully stop to think, oh, wait, I can know that because I've seen it or I've experienced it or I've heard about it from my trusted friends or scripture or whatever we're looking to for guidance, that we do know what it looks like and feels like. But sometimes it's scary to stop and think about that. And like you said, sometimes it's something we're pursuing that may not be good for us.
Yes.
And that's a hard place to be.
It's confusing. It can be a very confusing thing. I think ultimately, you know, our participation in life, in humanity, is a gift. It's mm-hmm. it's a freedom thing that God's given us and an opportunity that he's given us. And you know, when we look at, you know, the idea of praying God's will, we want to look at and take pretty seriously what God's ultimate will likely is. And mm-hmm. and when we look at scripture and we look at the story of God, you know, his ultimate will is for all of us as his creation
mm-hmm.
to ultimately know him, to learn to grow in his love and grace,
yes.
and to offer that same to our neighbor. Mm-hmm. You know, those are the two ultimate greatest commandments that you know, Jesus has given to us in scripture, mm-hmm. And calls us to be about. So I think, you know, praying God's will involves somewhat us asking God to inspire us to, you know, get inside our hearts to help us learn how to lean in further and further every day.
Right. Yeah.
To that reality of his ultimate will for his creation.
Mm-hmm. Because the very word will, like we said earlier, is an action. It's a doing.
Yes.
And when we're asking God's will in our lives or seeking God's will for our lives, it does require our participation too. And I love what you were saying about ultimately that is God's will, is for all of creation to know him and to, for us to recognize that we are loved. So it boils down to realizing and to be loved and then to love others, you know, and in that love, in that same love and grace. And, you know, possibly that's what we're asking
yes.
when we're praying God's will is, or likely that's what we're asking, or what we should be asking, and to dial into that and to lean into that, because there's the power right there, Joe.
It really, as you know, you just so wisely brought up a little while ago when we were talking, the activeness of God's will, it brings into reality the activity of God's movement
mm-hmm.
and how the possibilities are just off the chart of
yes.
what he can do through us.
Yes.
And it's not a dream then. It's not a big something that we look to in the future. It's something that's now. That's it's right. something that actively happens in our midst. And when we put our head on a swivel and we look from side to side, we're able to see God's movement in the life of his creation when we actively participate in it.
Absolutely. And learning to recognize that and celebrate that and hopefully that inspires you to lean in more and to want more and to do more. And that's what God wants, is us to really be drawing nearer and nearer to him and nearer to each other. And in that participation, being active now. And how beautiful that is, that we don't have to wait. You know, we can do it now. We can write every day. That idea of future, that is bringing God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven right now. And I think that's awesome.
Well, you know, so hopefully today, just this quick, you know, 15, 16 minutes that we've been here kind of exploring and kind of just kind of throwing our thoughts up here on the dartboard.
Yep. a lot of different scattered things.
Of what we kind of see as, you know, kind of the possible confusions. Hopefully this brings to light the tension of what God's will mm-hmm. is kind of in our life and brings to light the possibilities of what you as his creation, as a fearfully, wonderfully made creation of God and his handiwork, how you can actively participate in what that will of God is. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.